This was actually the breach.
Brian Flaherty is pointing to a section of half-bare dune along the town beach in Waterford near New London in southeast Connecticut. It's one of two spots where Sandy smashed through, pushing sand into the salt marsh behind.
If you would have come down here after Sandy, you could literally look right into the marsh there.
As Waterford's Recreation and Parks Director, Flaherty knew how important it was to have the beach ready for summer. But he and others also knew that shorelines can repair themselves.
Was there any serious discussion about just leaving it?
Our concern was, well, if we do that, you know, we might not have a beach to open up.
Waterford decided to partially rebuild the dune, ring it in snow fencing, and anchor it with dead Christmas trees. Their brown needles could still be seen poking through the sand. New dune grass was planted, which in early summer looked a bit like bad hair plugs. Nature will do the rest.
Our hope is that with the fencing in place, the front of the dune rebuilt, the dune grass in place, that over the years, and I think it's going to take several years, that we'll start to get our dune back.
Communities up and down the coast have been facing similar choices as they weigh letting Mother Nature dictate the shoreline's physical state against helping it along in the name of public use. Either way, the question that remains is whether Connecticut's coastline, after 2 years of major storm battering, can take another hit right now.
Different shorelines will respond differently.
That's Jennifer O'Donnell. She's an engineer and the CEO of Coastal Ocean Analytics. She's standing on a spit of sandy beach at Bluff Point State Park in Groton, Connecticut. The state has decided to let the damage from Sandy fix itself here and at many of its parks. O'Donnell has been monitoring Bluff Point. She says the dune vegetation Sandy washed away is now coming back slowly, and the steep grades the storm created in the sand are smoothing out.
Beaches are always changing. They change daily, they change with storms, they change over seasons, and they change over long periods.
Could this beach take another Sandy tomorrow?
Oh, sure. It would look different, but yeah, it would.
O'Donnell and others worry that on a shoreline like Connecticut's, built out with roads, homes, seawalls, and other hard structures, and now facing higher water levels from sea level rise, a natural response may not be possible. Filled in salt marshes no longer can soak up as much water, and the shoreline, which typically migrates inland in a storm, may have nowhere to go. Adam Welchel is the director of science for the Nature Conservancy in Connecticut. The decision of whether to repair a damaged shoreline, he says, is thorny.
Anytime you're dealing with private property, there is a lot that goes along with that. To a large extent, our natural systems are relatively small, and they're often in really close proximity to houses, public amenities, parks. We don't have the luxury in a lot of cases to allow the system to do what it wants to.
In Milford, the effects of the storms and years of basic erosion have added hundreds of feet of sand to the westernmost part of the shoreline near the mouth of the Housatonic River. But at Silver Sand State Park, Assistant City Planner Emmeline Harrigan points to Great Creek where it empties into Long Island Sound. It grew from an 8-foot-wide channel before Irene to a meandering 35-foot one after Sandy.
It is less specifically defined. The water's going where it wants to go, so it's changed dramatically.
The state is leaving Great Creek, and while Milford is repairing eroded roads and seawalls, Harrigan is realistic.
We also have to kind of come to terms with the fact that Mother Nature may be claiming some of these properties, and we'll have to decide what that means for us.
If another Sandy were to hit tomorrow, could the shoreline of Milford take it?
Certain parts, no.
Jan Ellen Spiegel, WSHU News.